I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, beautifully designed ladies. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'm excited about this podcast because I'm going to be sharing with you something that I feel like the Lord is revealing to me over and over. So I don't know if you have ever gone on a treasure hunt or you have went on a, I know that when we got engaged, my husband Ryan put me on a hunt for my ring. He gave me these clues and I had to follow the clues and go to the next place. And I had no idea that I would end up at him on one knee with the ring. And so I feel like sometimes that Jesus puts us on a treasure hunt for the things that he is revealing to us. And the Lord has definitely done that the last month to 6 weeks. He has shown me a theme. And the theme has been revealed through diving into the Word of God with my Wednesday night Bible study ladies. I have a beautiful, amazing Bible teacher, Summer Russell, that has just poured so much into me. And then I've been able to, just in my quiet time, diving into 1 Peter, but then also studying. So the last month, I have been able to go to 3 or 4 different churches and share my heart at some women's conferences and retreats. And so during the study time of praying through what I feel like the Lord wants me to share with these ladies, there's just been this common theme. And so I want to share it with you today because I think it's for many of us, if not all of us, who are living out every single day wanting to live out what God has for us. And the best visual that I can give you, because I'm such a visual person, and then, of course, speaking at these events, I physically had this in my hand, so I know you can't see it. So just imagine a packet of seeds. So whether they are flower seeds or, you know, food seeds, I don't know if you garden or you know, have a flower garden or food garden, or if you, you know, whatever you have. I don't know if you have that or not, but we do. And my husband has bees. We do honey. Well, he does honey. He does all the things. I do not. I just enjoy eating the honey. And so, there's such great representation with a packet of seeds because there is so much potential wrapped up in that little package. But there's instructions, there's a process that those seeds have to go through to truly develop and flourish into what God had created it to be. And I believe that today there are things inside of you that the Lord has put inside of you that only you can fulfill. And I believe that a lot of times these things that are inside of us, whether it is potential, whether it is the like encouragement or just the giftings that is inside of you, or maybe it is just it's a business or a book, or a podcast, or a blog, or an idea that has been planted. But I believe they're sitting there all wrapped up, kind of dormant, because we have not allowed the Lord to water it and give it the nutrients it needs to truly flourish out of your life. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And so I believe that many of you women, whether you're driving in the car, maybe you're, you know, cooking dinner. I always love to listen to podcasts when I cook dinner with my little pods in. But I don't know where you're at today. Maybe you're fixing to go to bed. Maybe you just woke up. Like, I don't know where you're at in your day. But I want to remind you that when you were formed so intimately and perfectly in your mother's womb, that there were specific things only for you. And many times we can forget that because we are so laser focused on our to-do lists or our work or our responsibilities that we forget that we have a strong purpose and a strong destiny every single day. What I mean by that is we are not just looking or chasing the next thing or praying that the Lord would help us get out of the season that we're in so we could pursue what he has for us next. I think that we have to remember that we have to be where our feet are and that we have an opportunity to nourish and to tend and to feed these seeds that are inside of us, and we can watch them flourish every single day. Because I've said this many times before, it's not always the big things. It's not always the big exciting job or the new house or the wedding, or it's not always the big things. Like, those are wonderful and they have their place, right? But it is the small things. It is the process of taking those things that the Lord implanted inside of you, and it's the process of growing those into something beautiful. And we have to get an action for that. And so I believe there's a few things that kind of get in the way. So if I planted a seed out in my garden and I had the best dirt, I planted it in the right time of the year, but I went in my refrigerator and grabbed some Gatorade or some Coke, and I went outside and I poured it over the garden to water my seed. What do you think that's just gonna happen? It's gonna kill the seed. Like, it is obviously not gonna grow and flourish because of that. Well, I believe that there are things in our life that we have allowed to completely stop the growth of those things inside of us. And I think a lot of that is other people's opinions. I think that as women, we struggle with comparison, especially in the social media world. We all know what it can do for us, right? It makes us compare. It makes us sometimes frustrated, sometimes jealous, honestly. I mean, I've looked at social media and thought, man, I wish I could cook like that. Or, you know, I wish I had the time to do that, or my house was that clean, or whatever. So we know sometimes what it can be like. And so every single time that you get on social media and you get frustrated, or you start to compare your life to someone else's life, or maybe it's just seeing someone out in town and you start to do that, I want you to literally have the visual picture of pouring Gatorade on your garden. Because every single time that we allow the enemy out there, and John 10:10 says that there's an enemy out there to kill, steal, and destroy. He cannot steal our salvation as believers in Christ, but he can steal our peace and our joy and our identity. But you better believe he wants to steal your potential. He wants to distract you so much that you forget that you have so much inside of you that's ready to come out every single day. It's not the next thing. It's not climbing the corporate ladder. It's not what the world would view as success. But what it is fixing our eyes on Jesus and waiting for these divine connections that he is going to give you every single day, that you're going to be able to be so awakened, because we're living awake this fall, to what the Lord has right in front of you, whether it's a conversation with someone at the store or an encouraging text when that person pops in your head, whatever it may be. But you're so in tune that these distractions will not even penetrate in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. And so there is this whole worrying about what other people think, I think is truly allowing these seeds to be dormant, or to be stumping the growth, honestly. And I know that life is all about seasons, right? We go through pruning seasons, growing seasons, fruit seasons. I've taught a lot of this past month in a couple of my sessions. And I want you to know that there is a root system that we have to develop. Like, what are we rooting our lives in? And so I want to remind you of something that I'm learning in 1 Peter as I'm diving in to this, the book of the Bible. We're doing it on Wednesday night in my Wednesday night ladies Bible study, but we're also doing it Sunday night in our small group. So it's kind of neat. I'm getting double dose of 1 Peter, which I love it because I'm going so deep. But when you know about this part of the Bible, and it talks about I already told you, we go through the who, what, when, where. You know, Peter is writing this letter, right, to Christians who had been dispersed. Okay, so these Christians have experienced rejection, persecution, and they're discouraged. And so Peter is writing this letter to them to encourage them through their trials and to remind them of who they are. And I don't know about you, but the season that I have been in, I have definitely felt dispersed. I have felt rejection. I have felt, you know, not necessarily persecution for my faith, but the things that have gotten, the negativity that has gotten back to me, I have had people tell me that I do too much ministry, that I don't do enough XYZ, right? Like I'm not, they feel like people, there have been people, the negativity that has come back to me is there have been people to share their strong opinions about what I'm doing and not doing. And I spent years of allowing that negativity and those voices to shrink me back to where I wasn't pursuing the ministry full out like I was called to. And there were these seeds that were literally staying packaged up. And there were some seeds that were dug in the ground from the Lord, right? Because I know that He wants me in ministry. He started this ministry. But I have literally allowed other people to pour Coke and Gatorade all over those seeds and to make me feel like that I'm not doing what I'm called to do because I'm listening to the opinions of others. And sometimes, honestly, I feel a little bit awkward and weird. I feel a little bit like an outcast, like I'm doing things a little bit differently. And sometimes that can feel like I'm not doing the right thing. And so I want to shift your mindset a little bit that we were not created for this world. The seeds that were inside of you that's ready to flourish, God put there for His purpose and His reasons. And honestly, it has everything to do with God's glory and not necessarily us. And so we've got to find a way to eliminate those negativity, eliminate those voices. And when Peter is writing this letter to these Christians who's been dispersed and rejected, it says in the very first part in 1 Peter 1, it says this, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion, which they've been dispersed into what we call today a modern day Turkey. He is calling this out. So he's saying, I'm Peter. I'm writing this letter to these elect exiles. Okay, that kind of sounds funny, right? He's writing a letter to elect, which is a chosen. These were people that were believers. They believed in Jesus Christ. Exiles. Another word for exiles is outcasts. So they were chosen outcasts. That sounds crazy. I don't know about you, but in the season I'm in right now, I definitely feel like an outcast. I feel like that maybe I'm doing things a little bit different and that people are looking and they're definitely, some of them are talking like I am absolutely crazy. And sometimes it doesn't feel very good. But when you dive closer into 1 Peter, you really start to realize that, guess what? Our inheritance, our joy, our things that we're going to truly be able to experience as that's going to be in heaven. Our inheritance is in heaven and is not necessarily here on earth. And there is something that the world deems as success. There's a lot that the world deems as success. Sorry, I was grabbing my notebook because I just thought of something I wanted to share with y'all. There's a lot of things that the world deems as success that we chase after so much more that we forget that we are not chasing of what the world wants us to have or what the world feels like we should have or looks like we should have, but are we chasing eternal things, kingdom things, things that's going to last longer than us? What really matters in your life? Is it matter so much to you that that person across the street from you, you know, loves you? Does it matter so much that your friend comments on your Facebook post? Does it matter so much that you get this next promotion? Does it matter so much that that your kids behave so perfectly when they're out in public so it makes you look good? Like, do those things matter so much? Are we looking, making sure that we look a certain way to the world? Or are we allowing ourselves to be set apart to where the seeds that were put inside of us are going to flourish for God's purpose? And so I want to remind you, when Jesus gathered his disciples, it was an invitation to follow him. And I mean, I have shared the story already of the boat of when, and a couple podcasts ago, make sure you listen to that episode about emptying your boats. because I talked about how they just wanted some fish. And when Jesus stepped on the scene, he gave them an abundance of fish, but they left the fish there to follow Jesus. The fish didn't matter. Their identity was not in their job anymore. They followed Jesus. The woman at the well went to gather water, but when Jesus stepped on the scene, she dropped her bucket and shared her testimony out in the world that she had met the Messiah. I mean, it's just story after story in the Bible of people leaving what looks like they need to keep doing per the world standards, but they leave it there to follow after Jesus. So that same invitation from Jesus, follow me, we get to decide if we're going to do that, follow him, every single day of our lives. It's a decision every day. It's not just a decision that you make when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. It's a decision that you make every single morning when you open your eyes, you take your breath, you go brush your teeth, you look at your to-do list, you either go to work or you get your kids ready, or maybe you're serving in your community, maybe you're retired and you've got more time on your hands, regardless of what season of life that you're in, maybe you're in college, but you have a choice every single day to stop for a second and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, okay, help me follow you today. I'm going to follow you today. I'm going to lay down the success and standards of the world, and I'm going to choose to be an outcast, and I'm going to follow after you, even if it's crazy, even if you tell me to talk to somebody that I don't even know. Help me, give me the bravery and the courageous effort that I need to have to go do what you have called me to do. Help the seeds that you put inside of me to flourish today, Jesus. And guess what, ladies? We have an opportunity to, the way we get the nutrients and the water and the things that we need so that down in that root system so we can flourish these seeds, the only way to do that is we've got to be in God's word. We've got to be in communication with him through prayer. Sometimes I don't pray. I just talk to him. Like, it's like everybody's like, oh, you know, do you pray every day? I literally talk to Jesus all day long. Like, even if it's, okay, Jesus, help me through this workout, or, you know, I'm about to go work out now. But, or, hey, Jesus, help me, really give me wisdom of how to parent my 7-year-old. Because we've been dealing with some things with him. And I need his wisdom all of the time. When he says, follow me, and I follow after him, it's not just for a season or a short time. It is a decision every single day, sometimes every single moment. And we have to be okay with our inheritance being of the kingdom work and not of this world. And it is definitely a shift in heart, shift in mindset. And the Lord wants to pour his nutrients, and he wants you to experience his goodness that he has for you, not what the world has for you. So I want to read this little thing. I shared it this weekend. It says this. It says, the world says, follow your heart, but Jesus says, follow me. The world says, believe in yourself, but Jesus says, believe in me. The world says, discover yourself, but Jesus says, deny yourself. The world says, be true to you, but Jesus says, be true to me. We can love and we can live just like Jesus did, but we've got to make sure that we are okay. When we wake up in the morning, we are okay with being those chosen exiles, those outcasts of the world, that we are set apart. We can love the world, but we're not of the world. We need to be more excited about our inheritance in heaven than we are about a football game on a Saturday. We need to be more excited about our inheritance in heaven than we are about watching our kids' sports. I've said this many a times on here, but we have to understand, what are we living for? And it is definitely something that I am studying and I have not perfected. This is something that has been very convicting for me, because there's been so many years that I did chase after success and it felt really good. I did chase after, you know, making sure that we were financially secure, and it felt really good. I did chase after popularity, making sure that I had a group of friends that loved me, and that felt really good. But when Jesus chose to start pruning those things out of my life, like our finances, he pruned friendships, he has pruned my job, my status, he's pruned all those things. And what do I have left? Guess what? I am remaining to the vine. My root system has grown so deep, because when all of those things are gone, it's okay. because I know that those seeds are still flourishing that He planted inside of me, because I know that He has a purpose for me. And those seasons are over. All those things are gone and done with. That is the past. And what I have now is a future that I'm excited about, because I am a chosen exile, because I am choosing to live for Jesus Christ and not for the opinions of others. And this is not an easy thing. And sometimes you can feel awkward, and you can feel like you're the weird one, and you can feel a little out of place, or you feel like you don't fit in. Ladies, I want to encourage you, that is a good thing. Sometimes we don't fit in, and that is a good thing, because Jesus wants you to stand out for Him. Because it is about His glory and not our own. And that's exactly what it says. He says in 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, "Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something was strange happening to you, but rejoice in so far as you share in Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed." Because that matters the most. Is His glory, Him living through our lives. And sometimes His glory is revealed when we have gone through a pruning season, because He is wanting our attention. And my attention, my emotional energy, my physical energy, my mental energy, all of that was going to everything but Jesus. But now that it's taken away, you better believe that I am in the Word of God even more now. I am on my knees even more now. I have such a desire for God's Word right now and a passion. Why? Because that matters most to me. I want to abide in Jesus. I want to remain, and I want to remain to the vine. Because it says in John 15:4, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, and neither can you unless you abide in me." So I don't care. I don't want the world's fruit. I want heavenly fruit. I want kingdom fruit. I want to encourage women. I want to pray with women out in, when I go out in town. I want to be able to, you know, pray the Lord's Prayer and help women understand that Jesus died for them and He is alive today. I want to bring people closer and closer to Christ through my words, through my actions, through my testimony, even if it looks weird. So if you're weird like me, guess what? Let's go live weird. Let's go live as the outcast that we were created to be, because those seeds inside of you are ready to flourish. And guess what? The enemy cannot pluck what God has put inside of you. He can distract, and he can, you know, allow us to it be dormant for a little while, but he can't take it away. But we have to put our faith in action every single day by fixing our eyes on Jesus, by saying, "I'm going to follow you after Jesus. Give me those divine appointments today. Be where your feet are, ladies." I am so excited about what He's going to do in your life by you just focusing on those things. So if you want to, you know, dive more into this, you can always read John 15 that talks about abiding in Christ and remaining in His vine and understanding that He will prune the good and the bad for the best fruit. It's His fruit. His fruit matters most. You can always read that. But Lord, but ladies, I want to encourage you as you grow closer and closer to the Lord, as you allow these seeds to flourish, you know, get your journal out, just blank sheets of paper, and write your prayers to the Lord. Write what He's doing in your life, so you always have an opportunity to go back and trace God's faithfulness, because He is always faithful. He will never leave you or forsake you. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, never put your identity or who you are in something that's going to change. And guess what? Everything changes except for Jesus Christ. He is up there advocating for you as your Father. So I hope this is encouraging to you, ladies. Feel free to share it with your on social media or with somebody in your life that needs encouragement. I hope everyone has a great day, and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.